Sex and happiness
both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everyone. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I feel today's show is going to have quite an effect on your sex and happiness. Today, we're going to be talking about what sexual trauma is, what causes it, and how to heal it. And in the course of doing so, we're going to be talking about afflictions that currently affect most Westerners, at least in the area of sexuality. And my sense is that many of you who are listening to the show, as many people that I run into, have had some kind of sexual trauma. Sometimes we remember it, and sometimes we don't remember it, and it kind of doesn't matter. It's just nice to clear it up, to know that it exists, and to find ways that we can deal with it. So my guest today is going to be speaking with me about that, and hopefully you will pick up something that you can use. My guest is Jacques Drouin. He's an authentic tantric sexual master. He's been trained in Taoist, East Indian, and Western Neo-Tantra styles. Several years ago, he met Lama Tashi Dundrup, who taught him the secret Tibetan five-element tantra yoga. Based on his accomplishment of lineage instruction, Jacques is the first person in the West to be given permission to teach this openly. So Jacques, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Very nice to have you. And to know a little bit about this, there's a little bit of mystique around you. So I want to address that first before we get into sexual trauma. So what does it mean to be a sexual master trained in Taoist, East Indian, and Western Neo-Tantra, and then also meeting this Lama? Just a little bit about that.
Well, that's 30 years of training. I began in Marin County, you know, around that north of San Francisco. At that time, we had Margonan, Montauk Chia, Charles Muir. It's kind of a hotbed in the area. And so I got to learn back then and then became more and more moved to practice Tantra. Then when I was 28, so I started around 22, 23. When I was about...
Lucky you.
Yeah, when I was 28, I developed leukemia and was able to overcome it with natural methods, but it left me a premature ejaculator. I'm talking like, honey, don't move. Uh-oh, you moved. That's it, you know? And so, which was devastating to me. So I dove into the Tantra to heal that up and correct it so that, you know, at this time I can have anywhere from 5 to 30 non-ejaculatory orgasms, whole body, no problem, because of the methods. So then...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. As anybody can do it. The methods work. So then, you know, I guess according to Western values, I would be considered a high dhaka, one who has all that training and everything. Then I met Lama Tashi, and I encountered what the deep, authentic tantras that have been held in secret came out of northern India to Tibet 1,300 years ago. And I realized how little I really knew about the high tantras. And then I was given initiations and instructions and practice. Got a lot of results, you know. So, for instance, we in the West, we use the word dakini loosely, or dhaka. Dakini literally means one who flies in the sky of mind. That's what it means. So... Mm-hmm. Basically, what you do is you use your tantric energy or the energy of the sexuality and the particular method will take you straight into the central or Uma channel, for those from India, Sushumna Nadi and Avadhuti channel, where resides pure awareness, the very core of your life force, and it is infinite. So your awareness goes in there and it expands. Then you get the result of Tantra. Well, one of the definitions is expansion through liberation.
Right.
So that comes from weaving light, sound, and form, which is the actual practice. You can't just expand. You have to practice, have a cause for the expansion, which is weaving light, sound, and form. And that's the visualizations, the mantric syllables, the form, the vajra body, etc. I don't know how much you want.
No, I mean, that's great. That's really great. I don't know if my listeners will understand all of that. That's high-level Tantra speak.
Yes, it is. Yes. But one thing I would say is that, okay, Tantra, real Tantra, is actually easy. It's natural. It's, you know, when you get the, when I got the real authentic instruction, I couldn't believe how, I actually had to ask, I said, are you sure this is it? And I said, yep. Then you go do it and your mind is blown. It's unbelievably powerful.
You know, I've had that experience, I need to say. You know, I didn't study with Lama Tashi, but I have had that experience, so I know what you're talking about, and I know some of my listeners do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when you say that, because in my classes when I teach Tantra, I say to people, I'm going to give you these practices and these sounds with some movement in your body, and your mind is going to say, that's it?
Right.
Your mind is going to want to make it more complicated.
That's right.
Your mind is going to want to say, oh, you didn't get anything out of today because it wasn't digitized. It doesn't involve a computer. It didn't involve biofeedback. It doesn't involve all these things that we're so used to in our high-tech age. And in fact, Tantra comes from a place long before there was rocket science, and these things work, and they will change your nervous system, and they'll change everything about you in a simple and direct way, and one day you'll wake up and notice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're affirming many things that I've said to people before, and I do believe it's very simple. I know it's simple.
It is.
You just do it. You just have to do it.
Well, see, the thing is, in the ancient tantric text, they have a very powerful statement. See, so in religion, it's very important to say Tantra is not religion. It's mind training. It's more like kung fu, sexual kung fu, if you will, or gymnastics.
Right. Okay, that's good.
Okay,
that's
now,
good.
In religion, they say the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, as if there's a difference. In Tantra, we say the body is God. There is no separation. There is no difference. And everything that is in your body in this moment is exactly usable in Tantra. We are wired to be, you know, if you want to go with Jesus, sons and daughters of God. You can be Dakinis, you can be avatars. We're wired for it. Our nervous system and our channels are wired. Our mind, everything. I can break it down by brain parts to show you how we're wired. It's amazing. One thing that a lot of people don't understand about one of the motivations behind Tantra. So here's an esoteric secret from the lineages, which is that, so the central channel is goes from the crown of your head to your perineum between your genitals. It's about a quarter inch around, like a big soda straw. It's hollow. They call it the arrow. Here resides pure, non-conceptual awareness, your pure mind and your life force. When the winds, so this is the moving energy of the genitals, at the moment of orgasm, even the most base person has a taste of enlightenment. Because
yes,
the winds of the genitals, the energies, they brush the central channel, and for a moment, there's pure awareness. So I ask this question to my students. I say, at the moment, I'll shorten it, but at the moment, not leading up to, or the resolution after, but the exact moment of orgasm. Can you say how long it is? No. Can you have a conceptual thought in that moment? No.
No.
Is there any suffering in that moment? No.
No.
And it's pervaded with bliss and pleasure. It's a timeless, blissful, non-conceptual, freedom from suffering moment. What more enlightenment or liberation do you want? So the practice of Tantra is to have orgasms that either several in a row or long extended ones. So like, for instance, myself and several of my male students are capable of one single orgasm, can go anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. That's a lot of time to spend in awareness.
Yes, that is.
And it, as you said, changes your nervous system, changes your life.
That is so great. Thank you. What a nice explanation. What a nice way to put it. And I'm sure that any listeners could follow that. I think Margo Anand was the person who did a little research piece about asking people how much time in a lifetime of 75 years they spent in orgasm.
Very short.
And they said something like an hour.
Right.
A whole hour in a whole life of 75 years.
That's right.
Perhaps spend an orgasm. And that's when she set about to make it longer. And I have, and you have, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, people deserve more enlightenment, ecstasy, bliss, pleasure, those feelings, the cocktail in the brain, the winds blowing, all of that. People do. It's their birthright.
That's right.
But unfortunately, it's been brainwashed out of Western culture, so it's real, and Eastern culture too these days. So it's really nice to have it being brought back by somebody like you.
Oh.
So thank you.
All right, welcome.
Well, we're going to take a little break here.
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to get right into sexual trauma, what it is, what causes it, and what people can do about it, and how what you've just described affects the affliction of sexual trauma and what Westerners are facing. So we'll be right back, everyone. Please stay tuned. This portion of the show is brought to you by Zestra. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic
the
course.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to
it
let go.
That's
pretty
creepy. That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next Sex Magic course is June 27th to the 30th in Dingmans Ferry, Pennsylvania, which is at the foot of the Poconos, 2 hours outside of New York City. What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on Workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today my guest is Jacques Druin, who is an authentic tantric sexual master. He's actually just proved that in the first segment, in case you need a wake up. He has been talking to us profoundly about the practice of tantra and what it can do for you and why you might want to consider it now, even if you haven't considered it after all this time of listening to my show, Sex and Happiness, and my show before that, Tantra Cafe. He has just demonstrated why it's important to be interested in tantra. But we're going to hear more, I'm sure, so I don't have to sell you on it. I'm just saying. So, Jacques, it was great. Your introduction, your lead-in, and talking about tantra in the way that you did, very powerful.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us what really is sexual trauma and what causes it.
Okay. Well, the first thing a lot of times I'll be talking to people and I realize they don't really understand what trauma is. Okay, so there is an idea that sexual trauma means, for instance, that your father had to rape you 50 times or something like that.
Right.
Which, of course, is a terrible trauma. Make no mistake. Okay. But trauma is, so there's a cause of trauma. Something caused us to be traumatized. Okay. Being traumatized is a state of affliction or a state of being. So whatever occurred, and it could be, I'm going to give you some examples of trauma, which you might find very surprising. But I want to discuss the trauma first. So first comes the incident, whatever it was. It could be, a sexual abuse, a parent abusing a child. Okay. Now, the trauma is the child's response to whatever is occurring. That's the trauma. It's the response. And how one responds to such an incident is dependent on your conditioning and your programming and the wisdom you have available at the time. So, example. If one comes from, say, this is an extreme example just for ease of understanding. If you have a family where there is, say, Christian fundamentalists and sexuality is very suppressed, a lot of guilt around it, and so the child is being given the message that sex is really, really bad. You shouldn't have anything to do with it. Then the father, let's say Christianity, but let's just say religious fundamentalism, any religion, it'll be true. Okay. So the father now sexually abuses the child or has sex. This just freaks the brain out. Okay, the very beings who are saying don't do this are now doing it to the person. So there's utter confusion in the brain. One of two things will happen. It'll actually get recorded in the brain and be an actual memory. Or it's so intense as a reaction that the brain literally just shuts it out. It does not get recorded in the brain. And this is what we call blackout or blocking. This is why we have a growing phenomena in the West of women in their mid-30s remembering they've been abused. So this is what's happening. It's coming out, comes back up. They start to remember it. Now, when we react that strongly, that the nerve synapses in the brain, which should be free and flowing to have spontaneous response to whatever arises, freezes or locks into a very specific pattern. No, I recommend you watch the movie What the Bleep, these computer graphics, to demonstrate this beautifully. And they also show the processes chemically. Very, very good. What the bleep do we know? So when these nerves connect and lock in place, it causes the brain to fire, the whole body, to fire constantly and chronically as if the whole being were still in that moment of crisis at whatever caused the trauma. While this is going on, it means that we are at some degree still back there. We're still in that incident as if it's still happening, and all those chemicals are being produced. Maybe not to the same level, but there's emotional, psychological chemistries being produced which will cause the body to want to go fight or flight. Okay? Then, in order to function in life, we can't live in that state. So we either have to heal it or suppress it. It then becomes a coping mechanism. Once we suppress that, or in order to suppress that, we need a whole other set of emotional chemicals and brain factors to suppress the actual feeling or even awareness of this trauma, simply so we can even make lunch and go to work, or, you know, like that. But this trauma, this pattern's a better word for it, is still firing away constantly. And if I say I have this pattern, and my partner says something to me, my loving wife or my husband or whoever says something to me, and say they turn their head and they look at me a certain way, and it even resembles at all how that person looked at the time of the traumatic incident, my whole being will fire as if it'll like ramp up. And this is where you get massive arguments, fights that seem to have nothing to do with anything. See, so that's a pattern that's already at work, sort of like a shark leaping out of the water to get something. You know what I mean? Like that.
So let me just see if I understand this in terms of the terms you've laid out, and in the terms of the terms that I understand.
Yes.
If the person resembles the original perpetrator in any way, shape, or form, or the situation mm-hmm. resembles the original situation, and the person is stuck in a pattern that they know or that they probably don't know, maybe they know, but maybe they don't know mm-hmm. because it's been suppressed, then any slightest resemblance of the original incident can cause the fight or flight reaction yes. for unbeknownst reason.
Yeah, so this is what they call a trigger. And when you get triggered, you flip your lid. So flipping the lid means there's a part in the brain called the amygdala, which controls the fight or flight mechanism. So generally, it's, you know, your lid is closed, right? But if you sense a trigger of any kind, the amygdala flips up and the brain fires and you're in it. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're in it. So unless you have practices to transform it in the moment of its arising, you're now dramatizing or reenacting your trauma and the coping patterns on top of it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, great.
Okay. Now
I'm following you. I got it. I'm clear.
Okay.
And I the way I look at it is that there's a freeze mechanism. That thing you called the suppression
yes.
to me is a freeze. It's like the person didn't run and they didn't fight, and so they froze like a deer in the headlight.
Yeah.
And that to me is the simple way of saying, yeah, and that causes all this stuff you're now talking about.
Yes. Well, even so, but also
go ahead.
Freeze is one of three possible. So there's the fight or flight or freeze. So they may have fought back and they may have run. It doesn't matter. The trauma,
okay.
the actual pattern is still firing. They may have been running for their life, and today they're still running for their life. They
okay,
may have
got
frozen,
it.
They're still frozen. They may have fought, they're still fighting. So you like that.
Okay, I get it. That is so great.
Okay.
That is so great because I'm a fighter.
Right. So what's happening is, see, so we have a set of chemicals or essences. We call it the, Tibetan healing practices I do, we call these essences of emotions. So they're both physical and subtle essences. So let's say you're meant to have 100% of your available essences of emotion for just being present and spontaneous now. If I measure somebody who's stuck in a trauma and I measure these essences, I'll find they're like running about 30% of what they should have. They're using literally 70% of their emotional essences to deal with ordinary life and being used up in this trauma. Can you imagine that? 70% of your energy is tied up in this thing that occurred 20 years ago. Still.
I actually can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I'm sure you can. You've seen people come through it. You know, they come out the other side. All of a sudden, they get so much energy. Their health is up. Their life is better, et cetera, et cetera. Now, most of what we're doing is we're suppressing this because we think if we look at this, we'll die. Or something horrible. It'll be so bad, we'll just be in an insane asylum. The truth is, if you can accept it and let it come up and realize that, and this is really key, the past does not exist. It doesn't exist. It's not like there's, you know, this idea of going back in a time machine. You can't, because all the atoms and energies and thoughts that make this moment are constantly in a state of change. And as we know from quantum physics, atoms are appearing and disappearing all the time. So it's not like this moment can be held like some huge stack stuck somewhere and you can go visit it. It's done.
Yeah.
The beginning of your show no longer exists, right? So the past doesn't exist. All that remains are unreliable memories came carried forward. This is how the lamas put it. The past doesn't exist. I mean, the future does not exist yet. It's just a projection on the present.
Right.
So we're present. So therefore, now we can take off our life jacket. We can relax and know I'm not in that moment anymore. Now, this is intellectual. It's going to require a lot more than that, but it's the beginning. I'm not in that moment. It's not happening anymore. My father's not trying to kiss me. My mother's not touching my genitals, you know, whatever it is. My brother isn't trying to have sex with me. You get the idea. It's not happening.
Yeah, I get the idea.
It's not happening.
Well,
I have to come, I have to be able to let that pattern go and accept it did, whatever happened has happened. But this is key. The lamas tell us whatever arises in the moment has meaning. Some things have great meaning. They have no meaning beyond the moment of their appearance. So whatever occurred to me, I was sexually abused. Here it is. I was sexually abused. It's part of my sexuality. I can't do anything. I can't make it go away. I can't make it not so. It is so. I accept it.
But, Jock?
Yes?
Hold on a second. I got to stop you there because we are going to take another break.
Okay.
And I think when we come back, the ideal place to start again is exactly with what you just said.
Okay.
So I was sexually abused. It's part of me. Now what?
Right.
You know, let's go immediately to that as soon as we return.
As you wish.
If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I am speaking to Jacques Drouin, who is amazingly knowledgeable and gifted at knowing where the trauma lies in our bodies, how we can let it go and move with it. And that's exactly where we're getting to. So this is very critical for everyone out there. Really listen up. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. you'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, and today I'm speaking with Jacques Druin, who is a person who's been studying Tantra for a very long time, since he was in his early 20s, and who helped cure himself of leukemia from natural methods and used Tantra to correct a condition that many of you know as premature ejaculation. He's now speaking about trauma and just got to a very juicy, edgy place, speaking about his own sexual trauma or violation. And what do we do when we know that something has occurred and yet it's in the past, which doesn't exist? So, Jacques, here we go.
Okay.
You were just saying.
So I was saying, so I myself have been sexually abused, a couple of different times, different people. So it is part of my sexuality. That's just the way it is. It will never go away. It will never not.
Would you say, when you say it's part of your sexuality, just to be specific, because that's very amorphous, would you say that it's part of your turn on?
No.
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 Okay.
But I would say,
for some people, their violation is part of their turn on.
Yes, I know. Let me put it this way. There are little bits of it, pieces of it, that are, okay?
Okay.
But as I worked through the pain of it, it sort of took some of the thrill away, so to speak.
Okay.
Okay. So my sexual abuse occurred between the ages of 12 and 14. I blocked it. Okay. It wasn't until actually the practice of Tantra when it came flooding back as pretty clear memory. So then I was able to work with it. Using the tantric methods. But I think the more important is for everybody else is the main thing that I did was go, okay, well, this happened. All right, it's done. I can't undo it. There's nothing I can do about it, but I can do something about myself now. I can change my reaction to that moment. That's all I need to change or let it go, see? So, don't get me wrong. It's not just a blithe little, oh, I'm going to let it go now. Oh, it requires work, methods, strength, support, all these things. But what's done is done. It cannot be undone. So let it be. Just let it be there. You don't have to do anything to it. Or you may have to talk to the person if they're still alive. My parents are dead, so I can't do that. But I've resolved it in myself relative to them. Now, another thing that's very important in sexual trauma specifically is that it is said, and I believe this, I concur, I agree, that we tend to relate to our body, our own body, the way we relate to the parent of the opposite sex. So I observed over time there were ways that I related to my own body that had to do with my trauma. And when I healed my trauma with my mother, my body changed. My relationship to my body changed. We get along a lot better now. So
your body and you.
Yeah, me and my body. We get along really well. I am my body, but you know what I'm saying.
It's really good. I mean, it's simple, and it does explain to people how it happened and why it happened. And what I said earlier, before we even got started, you and I, was that most people, something has happened.
Right.
And even if it wasn't a touch, mm-hmm, or an actual physical sensation of somebody else taking pleasure, mm-hmm, from violating a boundary that we didn't even know we had a boundary at that time, usually it could happen just through speaking. speaking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can happen just to, I used to talk about, I mean, it doesn't happen anymore because babies have Pampers now, but when I was born, babies had diapers with safety pins. Mm-hmm. And it could happen just based on the fact that the safety pin was open and it was going into somebody's skin or their butt. Mm-hmm. And the mother thought they were hungry and came in and put a bottle in their mouth.
Right, yeah. You know, this is a good, let's talk a little bit about trauma, okay? So what is it? When I talk to people, they, you know, again, I said it's not, it doesn't have to be something, you know, absolutely huge. So here's a few right off the bat. If you're in the West and you've been circumcised, welcome to a massive sexual trauma.
Right.
Okay? You had enough nerves to cover the surface of a football field removed from the tip of your lingam, your penis, when you were a baby. That is recorded all through your body. And this is why a lot of men have no sensitivity in the tip of the lingam. Okay, so now we go a little bit later. Say you're toddlers. What do? They run around and they pull on their genitals, right? Yeah, they're mm-hmm. running around. It's like they're naked in the summer. They're pulling on their penis and their vagina and everything. It just might as well be a toe because they have no concept or shame. It's natural. Then some adult comes and says, no, bad. Go in your room or slaps them or something. Here begins the real conditioning. Sex is pleasurable. The body knows this. Now the intellect is saying sex is bad. Shame and pleasure together. For the rest of your life, you will be working on that basis. Your brain will be firing that way. That's trauma. Okay? Then there's, of course, all the sexual things. It could be, you know, maybe it could be as little as girl's 10 years old now, sits on grandpa's knee. Grandpa gets a little aroused, but doesn't do anything. But the energy she feels, it triggers something in her. Now she doesn't like grandpa anymore. Now old men bother her. Then, of course, there's full-on abuse, which we don't need to go through. There's domestic abuse, seeing mom and dad fight and hit and everything. This is terrible. Then we have, well, here's one, okay? As an adult, you would look at this and think, ah, that's nothing. But as a kid or a teenager, especially 14 to 16 years old, this particular one can be really, really traumatic for girls. Here's an example. And this is true. You interviewed Davy, so she'll tell you the story herself. We were practicing Tantra one night, making love, and she goes, oh, I got this pain in my ovary on my left side there. She's, or yeah, it was the left side. And I go, well, would you like me to stop? We were making love. And she goes, no, slow down. Let's focus here. So we slowed down. She put her finger where the discomfort was, and we both breathed into it. After about 2 or 3 minutes, she had this massive painful relief, like the shot of pain went through her entire pelvic region. Mm. She orgasmed several times, and then she burst out laughing. She said, do you know what that was? There was a guy that I dated that I didn't call me back, and I sat by the phone waiting. And that was 20 years later that she went through this pain and released it. And it had,
sure.
it had blocked sure. her orgasmic ability. Because a boy didn't call her back. So my point in this is traumas can be all kinds of things. Now we say, oh, somebody didn't call me back. Oh, that kind of hurt. But when you're 14 to 16, maybe even 17, remember how huge things were? Everything. Or boys having to ask girls out. Well, as a woman, you know, you don't know what that's like. It's absolutely terrifying. And this is why we find some men are still virgins. As they grow older, you know, just that one thing. Or trauma. You go ask a girl out, and instead of saying, oh, thank you, I'm honored, but no thank you, she says, why would I go out with you? You're not cool. Can you imagine
right.
the pain that would cause? So you probably don't even, you might not remember it. I would. I'd remember that moment.
Sure, you'd remember that one forever.
Yeah, fortunately, that didn't happen to me. But other things.
It happens
there,
to enough people.
I had other
it
difficulties.
Happens. So it happens. Many, many people. It has happened to many, many people.
Right. So then let's go a little further. Let's go into sex. You're 16 years old. You're in the back of your dad's car or, you know, and you're a girl and you're with a boy. It comes to fingering. So his fingernails are a little too long. He comes in at the right angle. You're not ready. He comes in, there's a little nick. There's some pain. So your first experience of sexuality is it's hidden. You have to hide. You cannot express. You can't let your parents know. It, so there's some shame in it. Then there's fear, and then there's this pain and all that. So this leads us to, I don't know what the current statistics were, but this is general. Don't hold me to this. 50% of women can't even have a single orgasm. Another 25%, one orgasm with a vibrator. I mean, 25% of women are orgasmic. Well, this is a result of trauma, because women have access to, you have 11 types of orgasm you can have. And a non-ejaculatory man can have 6 types of orgasm. So these are all blocked up. And you know, I used to think, oh, yeah, that's a myth. But the number of women that come through my office looking for help that have not had a single orgasm has led me to think that the numbers on sexual abuse are not 1 in 3 girls, 1 in 5 boys. It's 1 in 2 girls, 1 in 3 boys. Because men won't talk
about
it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And I actually would just say everybody. But that's, I just would say everybody because, as I said before, it might not be the examples that you use. It might just be something somebody said to you or something that you saw on TV or something even that you saw in a movie or heard in rock and roll. I mean, there's so much that can cause this. The examples you gave were excellent. Right. And I'm just going to say everybody.
Okay.
I'm really going to say
everybody. All right, we'll go with that. Now, before we run out of time.
We need actually to take another break here.
Oh, okay.
And when we come back, I want you to tell us what we can do about it.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
How we can correct the situation, and then, of course, how people can find you. So we will be right back. This is Laurie Handler. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm interviewing a most interesting man today named Jacques Drouin, and he really knows his stuff about trauma and sexuality and how it gets anchored in the body, and we're going to find out what to do about it in the next segment, and hopefully you're on the edge of your seat, because if you're not, if you don't identify with this, you did a great job of suppression. So stay tuned, because we're going to unsuppress you. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Eroticos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate. And you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends, and I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers, so your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
I'm Lori Handlers. I'm speaking with Jacques Drouin today. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and we are going to talk about how to heal sexual trauma and sexual afflictions right now. So, Jacques, what do we do?
Okay, well, one of the things, or the thing that I would say, is to understand that Tantra, real authentic Tantra, is powerful medicine for these kinds of issues. All kinds of stuff, actually. And within that is held the principle that pleasure with love is medicine. Pleasure in and of itself is not necessarily medicine, just like anything else, but with love it is. I'll give you an example. When a little kid falls down and bumps themselves and runs to mom with like a little bump on their arm, and they're screaming and everything, and mom kisses it. Now, not always, but, you know, if it's not a major issue, she'll kiss it, and the kid will settle down. She kisses it again, and the kid goes back playing just fine. The pleasure of mother's kiss removed the pain. You ever seen that happen?
Sure.
Yeah, well, there it is. So now you take it further. So through the practice of Tantra and the style that I teach, the five elements are earth, water, fire, air, and space. All phenomena is earth, water, fire, and space, including you. The five elements are the antidotes to the five root poisons: anger, attachment, closed-mindedness and confusion, pride, and jealousy. These are the five root poisons and the five root emotions from which arise 84,000 afflicted states of emotion. So, by practicing the Tantra, the lovemaking, and bringing in the ability and the methods to balance the elemental energies, or the actual chemical poisons of the trauma, which are locked in the body, this is somatic memory, cellular memory, can now be released from the tissue. In my opinion, it would be very difficult to achieve a full healing through simple talk therapy. I think you have to get the body involved because that's where the chemicals are stored.
Yay! So, agreed, yeah, agreed. Yes, yes. Couldn't be more to the point. Yes. Wonderful.
So as these chemicals come out of the body, and so, you know, there'd be anger poisons, attachment poisons, you know, like for instance, I would be attached to my mother and even desire her, and yet would have aversion and anger at the same time to being forced to have sex with her. See? So these chemicals, then there's the confusion. So all these chemicals trapped throughout the body. Through these methods of loving kindness and compassion to ourselves and from our lover or lovers, allows the wound to heal. So part of that healing has three aspects: purification. You must remove the causes. And the remaining causes are those emotional poisons and toxins stuck in the flesh. Once these are out, and they'll be sweated out, vomited, drained, excreted, everything, they'll come out everywhere. When they're out, they're no longer in the tissue. The nervous system is no longer reading the presence of trauma. It calms down. The right. neural net breaks free. The brain stops firing. Your emotional essences return. And now you are present as a new human. That's the healing process.
I need to let you know, I just really need to tell you that really happened to me.
Well, I'm sure it did. All of it.
You know, I imagine it happened to you as well. That's what happened to me. Double people time. Thought, after I was studying Tantra for 6 months, people thought that I was on Prozac.
Right, because you're calm, you're balanced, basically, you know.
They were like, what are you taking? You're so different.
Yeah, what I'm taking the love drug.
Right. I'm studying Tantra. I'm completely a different human being.
Yes.
That was great. So what you're saying really is that people need this. They need this big time in their lives. They need to find a Tantra teacher and go there and do it so that they can actually have wonderfully blissful, fabulously ecstatic lives.
Yes.
And you're making the point. How did people get in touch with you and what, you know, what should be their next step?
Well, it depends where you live. I have two options. One is if you're in the lower mainland in British Columbia, you can come and visit me directly through tantricartsoflove.com. Okay. If you're anywhere else in the world, based on the requests for these teachings, we now have an online school called AuthenticTantra.com, AuthenticTantra.com, where you can actually study all of the courses that we teach in workshops online. It's not like a couple of DVDs. This is like something around 40 hours of instruction in four separate courses. Tantra Essentials, Healing the Man, the Long-Lasting Man, or Semen Retention Methods, and the healing, loving the lotus, loving the woman, healing her through vulva massage. And all the intimacy, breathing, communication, everything's there. It's $299 for the package, or you can buy the individual courses and you have them for the rest of your life. You can set up your computer and go step by step with your lover as you walk through all the things. It's a lot of fun. So those are the two ways. And you can write to me, and we have Facebook, Jacques Drouin, all that.
That's great, Jacques. You know, you had when I had Devi on the show, for those people who remember, it wasn't very long ago, I had Devi Ward on the show, and she also talked about a couple of things. We were talking about massage and touch, and she had a couple of things that were some free downloads. Do you have those as well? You want to tell them about that as well?
Oh, everything that Davey has, I have. It's all on, you go to those sites, you're going to get, we've got all kinds of articles, free clips, sex tips. Well, there's so much there that you can, there's even free introductory, a 7-day free introductory you can go through to see what it's about. And again, if you got questions, we love to answer questions. So
that's great.
Yeah. We're here for you.
Wonderful. Well, you certainly have made a wonderful case for people to start taking themselves seriously in terms of sexual healing traumas that might or might not have been sexual, but that have affected everything and have affected people's ability to experience and have pleasure. And you've also made a great case for doing body-centered things, body-focused things, rather than just talking about it. You're so right when you say that talk therapy doesn't get it. It has to be something that uses the body, utilizes the body.
Exactly.
And my experience really is that trauma gets lodged in the sexual aspect, in the sexual part of the body, because the sexual part of the body is the center of pleasure and the center of pain. So
that's right.
That's even if somebody gets a bad report card.
Yeah.
You know, they get all F's on their report card. Where that gets lodged, the memory of that is in the sex.
Yes. Now, one thing I want to say to people is a lot of time when we're still within our trauma, we can't see beyond the trauma. So if I'm a, like, if I can only have one, if I say I'm a woman and I can only have one orgasm with a vibrator, and I think, well, okay, so I go through all that work to get rid of my trauma, but so what? I can only have one orgasm. The point is, the reason you can only have one orgasm is the trauma. If you get through that orgasm, on the other side will be multiple orgasms. You're not going to be the same. Also important to understand that your emotions, emotion, energy and motion, do not exist as things, and they are not who you are. Don't identify with them. You can move forward as a free being. Whatever happened does not identify you and has no meaning about you. It's just what happened. Now you can move forward and be whoever you want, but you won't be the same. And the way you won't be the same is that you will be stronger, happier, clearer, more balanced. You can handle all kinds of emotional changes. You'll be more effective in life. You'll be healthier. And will you ever be a juicy, sexy, happy person?
I like what you said earlier, and I feel this is a really good thing to bring back as we close. You said in the very first segment that the body is God. And I think that's what you've been demonstrating here through our entire conversation.
Good.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Jacques.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's been really great to have you and to have somebody be so clear about it all speaking with us today. So this is Laurie Handlers. I'm going to be signing off for Sex and Happiness. Next time I'll be speaking with a couple who runs adult vacations, adult cruises, and adult retreats, which have to do with clothing optional and other things. And we're going to find out more about that on Sex and Happiness the next time. So tune in.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.